சனப்பித்தேவ சுனவேஷ்ச சுபாயனோபவ சச்சஸ்வன ஸ்வத்தஸ்வத ரிக்வேதா 119. Be of easy approach to us, even as a father to his son. Do thou, O self-effulgent Lord, abide with us and bringing blessings to us. I will read two letters from Dr. Swami Nisheshananda today. My dear doctor, this is dated 22nd April 1989. Love and best wishes to you and all there, including, of course, the newly arrived child. It is strange that the doctor in charge is a supporter of the sitz bath and cold packs. There are few people in these parts who follow the simple water treatment and have found the practice beneficial. I have my regular steam bath, a few yoga exercises, and apply cold compresses to the waist front and both legs between the knees and ankles. These can delay effects of old age but cannot reverse the time processes altogether. Last year in Cape Town, I suffered from fits of coughing. Very thick phlegm came out for a period of 3 weeks. Steam bath and cold pack continued throughout. The process started from Johannesburg, where I saw the wonderful video film on Ramayana produced by Ramananda Sagar. About 60 episodes were shown. The language is Hindi. Sitting in a chair in the dark arc hall of our own Lakshmi Narayana temple, I shed profuse tears as I entered fully into the spirit of the eminent actors. When I went to Cape Town, I met my friends there too to procure some of the tapes. The flow of tears continued unabated. Then other impurities lurking unsuspected within the body came out in copious discharges of phlegm. A lot of foreign matter in this way got out. This was my illness. It frightened a few of my friends, who of course informed others and by turns reached even India. One of my old students in Vishakhapatnam, who, like his late father, is now managing contracts, offered to look after me forever if I needed help. I am not so badly ill at all. On 14 September 89, I complete 90 years of age. Naturally, my movements are slow. The right eye is gone. The left eye is sometimes dull. I am careful in walking since I cannot easily distinguish ups and downs, and a fall is easy with dangerous consequences. A lady who attended our meetings in Philadelphia and Easton wrote expressing her concern regarding my illness and wish she could be here to render needed help. I just finished typing a suitable reply to her. She wrote that she contacted you to know about my condition. Swami also wrote that he could help me financially and even accommodate me with him. I have allayed his fears. My finances here are sound. We have a total of 8 buildings, all rented. I have fixed deposits here in Johannesburg, both South Africa. Our drawback is that no young man has come forward to renounce, study, meditate, and get trained to take over from me. And the local leaders.
The headquarters is also not inclined to send anyone to assist me and in due course take over from me. In October 89, I complete 30 years of service in Africa. I can be only myself. I cannot have the power to force recruits to come and join me. If I dedicate my energy sincerely to the Lord, He seated and all equally will know what to do for the continuity of this work. I do not shirk work which presents itself before me. From a small town called us in
Seringa in South Africa, we reissued 3,000 copies of a Madras Math publication entitled The Vivekananda, The Eternal Boy. We were not able to bring it out in color, so the pictures are in black and white only. I am sending copies to you by mail. In conclusion, my life and career have been molded mainly by our Swamis, by four Swamis. I have cart-sized photos of these four, suitably framed. This morning, a devotee phoned from New York to say that he and his friend are coming here via, and one lady arrives later. They will return roughly after the month is finished. They bring their own Vedanta books for detailed study. Hope that the Lord will fulfill their expectations. Coming from so far and after so much expenditures, may then find their intentions be satisfied. If he has gathered a group of Vedantic seekers around him, that is very good. The studies and discussions, etc., will be duly taped for the benefit of those who stay back due to various reasons. With love and greetings, yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. Another letter. This is not dated, so I cannot tell when it was written. My dear, love and best wishes to you, your wife, children, and friends. For the past 1 year, partly through weakening of the usable left eye, the right eye being lost since 1987, I did not type any letters to anyone, but for the past fortnight, I have begun typing again, though with some discomfort still. I have been traveling to South Africa roughly twice annually when I get a visa. Now, I have also applied. If I am granted visa, I shall leave for Johannesburg and return within 3 months. There, I visit 12 to 14 important towns, each responding in its own way to my presence and talk. Adjacent to it, a spacious room with kitchenette and bath arrangement will be built to accommodate any Swami who may come after me from the mission or from elsewhere. There is a Vivekananda Trust Fund of about Rand 68,000, whose interest alone can be used for the various purposes to decide upon by the four trustees, myself, two brothers, and our secretary from the start. From Zimbabwe and Zambia, it is difficult to send airfare to a non-citizen. But from South Africa, we can still send some airfare. We have printed 4 books from South Africa for free distribution. 1, Essentials of Hinduism, 5,000 copies. Life of Sri Sarada Devi, Part 2 of a combined volume. And the Lives of Sri R.K. and Holy Mother by Swami Apurvanandaji, 5,000 copies. Life of Sri Ramakrishna, Part 1 of the same volume, 1,000 copies, and Vivekananda Writes to You, a pocket edition. I am sending you 3 copies by surface mail. You can please have each one.
In Zambia, we have a Ramakrishna Vedanta Center on its own acre plot. It has a hall to seat 300 blankets, a shrine, a platform for a dozen actors at a time, a borehole in working condition at present, but a diminishing Indian population. We have rent-fetching properties in the center's own valued wall property, another rented house in a town, Lancia, 200 miles north, and a student's home for African high school boys at Hufulira, 500 miles north, run by a local committee, as I am unable to be present in more than one place at a time. Conditions are not propitious for the ordinary mission type of work in these areas now. I am unwilling to sell properties in outside areas, as replacement call will be 10 to 20 times more as years pass. Houses are worth keeping, although repair costs can be forbidding. There seems to be no chance of local recruitment, Indian or African, for a dedicated life, and no chances of anyone coming from India to replace me when in due course my body fails. Local committee must carry on as best as they can with lecturing people from outside, as we can manage to pay airfare from South Africa still. The Independent Ramakrishna Center of South Africa, with headquarters in Durban and branches elsewhere, is rich and powerful. It has swamis and nuns, a printing press, book publication, children's rallies, and sufficient support. I do not rival anyone, but cooperate as far as I can, keeping our work free for the mission's formal takeover when headquarters will become Africa-minded in due course. When a Swamiji was invited by the Durban Center, paid fare, and invited him for a series of lectures, he halted for a couple of days in Bulawayo and Harare in Zimbabwe before returning to London. He had no time for seeing Zambia then. He initiated 7 people during his Africa visit. Next time, if he can come, he can initiate a few more. The bi-monthly bulletin, Atmanivedan, sent free for about 150 prints from Johannesburg, stopped after nearly 55 issues. Unless we can have a computer duplicating machinery of our own, we cannot hope to revive it again. I can still think and write, but the duplication, folding, packing, posting, etc. cannot be easily done with me still traveling and alone. The idea is there, but external conditions must suitably bring facilities. Next time I visit South Africa, I shall see some of my latest duplicating systems. The one used for Atmanivedana was with the help of machines which could duplicate with ordinary paper, both sides printing on there, the type printing on one side alone, the other side lustrous remaining unused. Nowadays, inventions are coming one after another, offering more services provided we are able to pay and purchase the equipment for our own use. The manpower is scarce. Machines must come in for continuing the Lord's work. That cannot constitute luxury. You have been instrumental for helping the work in a variety of ways regarding, and Mrs. writes to me, she herself is working in the local YMCA. Her daughters are all doing well. Debts are all cleared by Mr. before he passed away. Doctor also wrote to me, I could not for various reasons travel to USA without any mission Swami's formal invitation. I cannot with decency enter into anybody's territorial waters. But now an invitation has come in a way from a previous host for a number of times. Swamis from Newark and California visit Toronto regularly, and even The general secretary stayed in their newly purchased building and spoke there. "My trouble is I cannot travel such a long distance alone. I can manage shorter distances with help from airport officials set apart for giving such help. A man after 89 needs some aid for long travels, if unavoidable. I am naturally interested in your future plans. God-given PhD helps God's work everywhere, of course. Our body is his temple and mind is his throne room. Our flowing thought is his infallible creative power. The fear, why fear when these three are recognized for what they are? With love and best wishes again, yours affectionately." I will now close with a prayer. Kayena vacha manasa indriya vyabuddhyotpanava prakrite svabhavat karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayaneet samarpayami. Whatever I do, either by body, speech, mind or sensory organs, either with my personal knowledge or natural trait, I surrender and submit all to that supreme divine Narayana. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om.